Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets.
How does someone go 1 for 8? F***ing monkey tossing dots could do better than that.
You know why I can do that? Because when I got here, I dominated.
All right, guys and gals. Yeah, that was easy for me to say. Here is today's BetUS Daily Play Preview. As mentioned, the article on our website, each and every weekday about 1 o'clock, so you got yourself some time to look it over and make your bets for the evening. Today, we're going to look at some futures in the NBA. We talked about this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, the NFL futures odds for MVP. Right now, Tom Brady leading all, plus 125. Aaron Rodgers is right there in second place with plus 550 odds, and Kyler Murray just behind Rodgers at plus 650. We've been talking a lot of NFL MVP odds throughout this season, but we haven't yet taken a look at NBA MVP odds because the season, well, it was just getting started. We're now over a quarter of the way through the NBA season, however, and I'm starting to develop some narratives here. And the narrative that I've got right now surrounding the NBA's MVP is sort of like this. This is going to be a four-horse race, okay? And the four horses in this race are going to be Steph Curry, currently plus 110 at BetUS, Kevin Durant, plus 600, Giannis Antetokounmpo, plus 600, and Chris Paul, plus 4,000 to win this year's NBA MVP. Now, Chris Paul, his odds, plus 4,000, don't put him in the top four. They put him in the top 10, if you will. But Nikola Jokic is plus 1,200. You've got Luka Doncic, who said last night after the Mavericks lost that his conditioning isn't good right now at plus 2,000. Devin Booker, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, all above Chris Paul when it comes to betting odds. But let me just break it down like this. Steph Curry, a deserving candidate. Okay, again this year, 20-4 is the Warriors' record. 20-4 is also the Suns' record. Steph Curry is a two-time MVP. A unanimous MVP one of those times. The only unanimous MVP in the history of the league. No Michael, no Shaq, no Kareem. It was Steph Curry. All right, so he's got two in the bag. Giannis, similarly, has two in the bag. Giannis, one of just three players in the history of the league to win an NBA MVP in the same season as a defensive player of the year. Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon have done that. Two guys on this list, or two of the four that I think are going to fill out this four-horse race, if you will, are Kevin Durant and Chris Paul, neither of which have won an NBA MVP yet. Now, Kevin Durant, I played his piece of sound there because he was huge last night for Brooklyn. While everybody else is going crazy, shooting threes, Kevin Durant is re-evolving his game as a mid-range scorer. Now, he can definitely step out, hit that three-pointer. Of course, we know that he can do that. But Kevin Durant's doing a lot of his damage from inside the three-point line. So his league-leading scoring average is really quite something to behold, considering that he's not chucking it up from three every other possession. Now, Steph Curry, he's right behind Kevin in the NBA's leading scoring column. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's within the top five, too. But it's Chris Paul, guys, that I'm really looking at. Plus 4,000 is incredible value first. It's Chris Paul that I'm looking at right now as somebody who I think can emerge as this year's NBA MVP. Kevin Durant is going to be in there with Steph Curry and Giannis, of course, and this could be a very close race. The reason that I think Chris Paul has a better than average shot to win this year's NBA MVP is because at 36, nearly 37 years old, Chris Paul doesn't have an NBA MVP or an NBA Finals ring. Now, you can't just give somebody the Finals ring. We understand that. You got to go out. You got to win it. You got to earn it. The MVP also is something that you need to earn, but that's a bit more subjective. Okay, Steve Nash won two MVPs in a row when it really shouldn't have been two Steve Nash MVPs. Good player, great player. All-time great. Hall of Famer, no question about it. But the two seasons that Steve Nash won MVP, you could have made an argument for a few other guys to win MVP. When it comes to this year's race, Steph Curry is going to get a ton of love. The Warriors are playing better than they've played in years, okay? And that's all due in large part to Steph Curry's brilliance. I've got that. Kevin Durant, he will be looked at quite considerably. If the Brooklyn Nets continue to win basketball games at the degree in which they're winning now, tied currently for the first spot in the Eastern Conference, just a game and a half above the Bucks, but tied currently for that first spot with Chicago, he's going to get a lot of love. Giannis will get a lot of love too. But Giannis and Steph Curry, they've won two MVPs. They will be dismissed a bit, even if that's not correct to do. They will be dismissed a bit because of those two MVPs. Kevin Durant and Chris Paul, those are going to be the two guys that voters are really and truly looking to give an MVP award to. And I look at Chris Paul's numbers this year. It's not the points per game. because Chris Paul's averaging just 14 points a game. It's the league-leading assists that Chris Paul is dishing out right now for the 20-4 Phoenix Suns, tied for the best record in the West and best record in the league. It's the fact that Chris Paul is currently in the top five in steals, averaging over two steals a game. When you think about the impact on the court, most valuable player, I don't think that you could necessarily make an argument that anybody right now, except for maybe Giannis and maybe Steph Curry, is more valuable to their team than Chris Paul is to the Suns. Devin Booker's a nice player. DeAndre Ayton, he's a stud. That whole thing runs because Chris Paul is running the ship. And I look at Chris Paul this year and the fact that he's plus 4,000, which gives me great value. You know, I put $100 on this guy and I'm in the money if he wins the NBA MVP. I look at Chris Paul and the story and the storyline, the narrative that you could derive if you're a sports writer, if you're a journalist about this guy's career. And the fact that LeBron James publicly lobbied for Chris Paul to be last year's NBA MVP, it leads me to believe something could be in the works here. Not to say that these guys have any true control over the NBA MVP, but at the end of the year, if Phoenix and Golden State, say, are neck and neck, and you had a flip of a coin but between Steph Curry and Chris Paul, I'm going to bet that Chris Paul wins. If for no other reason, Steph Curry's got two. If for no other reason. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Michael Jordan used to get mad when anybody didn't win the MVP but him. He got mad at Karl Malone for it. Sometimes writers, sports writers, they've just had enough of seeing you there, which is why I don't think Giannis will win it this year either, even though he might be very deserving. This looks like a Chris Paul year. Now, again, he's kind of a long shot when you put him into odds perspectives with these other guys, but with our new official sports book partner of the WKTY Morning Show, BetUS, why not? Why not throw a little bit on Chris Paul plus 4,000, especially when you get 125% match of your first deposit?